Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, let's start to get ready for this game on Sunday. We'll continue to do that throughout the week. Vikings and Texans, I don't think people had this on the drawing board at the beginning of the year, that this would be a couple of 2-0 teams. The Texans and the Vikings. Texans a small favorite in this game. The highest ranking I've seen, the highest opinion I've seen of any national outlet out there on the Houston Texans, ironically, is from somebody who just about 18 months ago thought they had a weird owner and did not like the fact that they only wanted to do a Zoom call with his friend Sean Payton. Listen to old Colin Cowherd right here.
Number two.
I buy the Texans. I didn't even think they played well against Chicago. They're young, and I could see them getting to the AFC Championship and making a silly play and losing to Kansas City. C.J. Stroud is insane. That kid is the most effortlessly accurate guy outside of maybe Burrow and Mahomes in the league. Nico Collins, his size, and they're comparing him to Andre Johnson. They got multiple weapons, a great left tackle, the quarterback, the coach, the culture, the defense right now, a lot of sacks. Again, Chargers, Texans, I buy.
Okay.
Saints, I kind of buy.
Okay.
Steelers at 2-0, don't make the hierarchy.
Couple things we need to brace ourselves for. One we need to brace ourselves for. We know that C.J. Stroud's comp was Jared Goff.
Everybody gets brought up all the time.
Nico gets brought up, the comp is going to be Andre Johnson. That's going to happen.
Okay. The comp is Andre Johnson. Chris Collinsworth told me so.
Yep. The other thing that's funny about that take by Cowherd is when he said, I think it was a backhanded compliment where he said, I could see them getting to the AFC title game and making a silly mistake and losing to Kansas City.
Yeah.
Which I think the crux of what he's saying there is they're the second best team in the AFC in his mind right now. Mm-hmm. The ironic thing is, I feel like if it's a close game late, the Texans have been really good in those situations. Like, I don't feel like they would make a stupid mistake in that situation, you know?
I don't think. And the other ironic part about that is that somewhere along the way, without anybody really noticing it, Andy Reid went from being one of the guys who is most notorious for making stupid decisions in game management to now it's not even a talking point. I can't remember anybody saying, like, well, who knows how Andy Reid will operate in this moment? It helps a lot when you've got a really good quarterback, it turns out.
Yeah.
It helps a lot when you're not actually propping up Donovan McNabb, who doesn't know the overtime rules, versus a guy like Pat Mahomes.
Yep.
I guess that matters. So, likewise, the Texans, who really, I still think I could count the number of game management errors on one hand the Texans coaching staff, very young coaching staff, has had. And one of those would include just a weird botch situation in that Indy game, which I still think the referee probably didn't explain the situation properly to C.J. Stroud at the end of the first half. So as far as making a mistake or something to lose that game, I think I understand where he's saying in that game where when Coward says, I don't think the Texans played that well, it's more that they played well, but they kept shooting themselves in the foot with these stupid errors and penalties.
Yeah.
That's penalties specifically, both on offense and defense. That's the part where the playoff savvy of the Kansas City Chiefs. Like we do with the Astros, you see teams that don't have that same level of playoff experience make mistakes like that. That'll be, yeah, if we are fortunate enough to be in the position of watching the Texans take on the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game, that'll be an annoyingly big talking point that week, is just the playoff experience versus all these young guys for the Texans.
Yeah, and you know that even though there's very few guys still around from 2019, that if they play the Chiefs in Kansas City, the 2019 playoff game is going to get brought up. It's 24-0 game.
It's the fun thing about watching the Chiefs, if they're not playing your team, is that there is never a single moment in the game where you feel just that the Chiefs can't come back with it. You know, that's the way it was with Tom Brady always. I was tired on so many Tuesday mornings because even if the Patriots were down by 21 at the half on a Monday night football game, I'm like, well, I can't go to sleep because this might be an all-time historic comeback. That's I got to watch this.
Yep.
And that's where Pat Mahomes is right now.
Yep. What does Cowherd think of the Texans' opponent this weekend? Where are they in your hierarchy, Colin?
Number six.
The Vikings. I don't know how long it's going to last. I mean, they lead the NFL with 11 sacks. I don't think that's going to last over the course of a season. But they are 9-0 under this head coach, Kevin O'Connell, when they tie or win the turnover battle. So, I mean, he's cleaned up Sam Darnold significantly. That's what he does. He is the quarterback whisperer, the tall Sean McVay. Sam Darnold, I mean, even the Fred Warner interception. Fred Warner's the best linebacker in football. How many other linebackers get that ball? I mean, Darnold led a game-winning, clinching drive without Jefferson, Addison, and T.J. Hawkinson. I think we may have the best young coach in football in Minnesota. I have the Vikings at six.
The tall Sean McVay.
I hadn't heard that one. That's the first I've heard that.
It's interesting, though, too, because O'Connell gets lumped into that McVay tree, whereas he had been a lot of other places before he got to the Rams.
Yeah.
But I think that system and that scheme, kind of like Stefanski in Cleveland. Stefanski had been with other people, had other influences, but he spent a couple of years with Gary Kubiak, and all of a sudden Stefanski's he's a Kubiak-Shanahan guy because there's things about that scheme that just flat-out work.
Yeah.
People become true believers really quickly, but it is relevant in that we've seen this over and over again. Mediocre or disappointing quarterbacks, when they really latch on to this West Coast scheme and execute it properly, can become the best version of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's Matt Schaub or Sage Rosenfels or anybody. I mean, the story of Sage, obviously people immediately go to the Rosencopter, but Sage had his best years in the NFL playing for Gary Kubiak.
Yes.
They just, Kubiak and Shanahan and their disciples do a really good job of getting the most out of quarterbacks. Hey, real quick, note on Sage Rosenfels.
Yeah.
Sage and Drew Hodgdon, two former Texans teammates of mine, they're coaching a small Catholic school up in Austin, and they installed the Kubiak offense.
Yeah.
And I didn't catch up with Drew about how they did this weekend, but I know it's so much different than anything most high schools are running this year. That Drew said in their first game, it was like they had nine defensive players biting on bad fakes because they don't know what – they've never seen a QB under center running old school play action and everything. And when executed properly, no can defend.
Or when executed even just okay, it sounds like.
Depending
on the opponent, no can defend.
So I know Wade Smith has installed the Kubiak scheme with his youth league teams and everything. Some of these former the Kubiak coaching tree extends far beyond just the NFL.
Right.
Youth leagues and small Catholic football school leagues are also either utilizing or becoming victims of the Kubiak
team.
That's
funny. That is really...
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Funny. These two defenses in this game, they rank a stat called Havoc, and it's basically the percentage of negative plays that you create as a defense. Forced fumbles, interceptions, pressuring the quarterback, TFLs or tackles for no gain, pass breakups, you know, basically anything where the opposing offensive coordinator is like, why did they do this again? These two teams, the Texans and the Vikings, have created the most havoc of any defense this year by those metrics. The Texans 56% of the time, over half the snaps, and Minnesota 54% of the time. Their defenses have forced opposing offenses into super negative plays, not just two-yard gains, but like tackles in the backfield, pass breakups, things like that.
So. It's you never want to read too much into things 2 weeks into the season. Matchups matter a lot. Obviously, the Vikings have faced at least one more formidable offense than the Texans have faced. The Texans have faced a couple of really non-quarterbacks so far. They faced Anthony Richardson, who's not a quarterback. He can't complete 50% of his passes in the modern NFL. And they faced a rookie in Caleb Williams, who looked very much like a rookie. So I don't want to read too much into the fact that the Texans blitzed Caleb Williams as much as they did or anything like that. I do think, though, that they showed what the Texans really showed in that game versus the Bears was that they have the physical ability now to play different styles of defense. I think there's going to be some games, like it was in the Colts game, where the Texans played a very conservative style and blitzed hardly at all. They had the third lowest blitz rate in the league in week one, and then they went to extremely blitz heavy in week two. In any given week, I don't know if you're going to be able to – I don't know if you can predict exactly what it's going to look like, but the fact that they can do both is a lot better than what they had last year.
This game feels like it goes back more towards normal with a veteran quarterback back there this weekend for the Texans as far as blitzing goes. Is that fair to say, if you had to predict?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think DeMeco in a lot of ways will feel like, okay, he's been doing this in practice and in games for – several years now, both in San Francisco and here, going against guys that run a lot of the same concepts and everything. So I think they'll blitz. I think DeMeco is going to blitz a lot more in general this year over the next 15 games than he did last year.
Yeah.
But it's going to be very much it's not a game plan by game plan thing. It's a game flow thing.
Yeah.
Whether he feels like he's going to wait until he feels like he needs to or should dial it up, and then that's when he releases the hounds.
Texter says, I worked with this Texter is a high school football coach. He said, I worked with the Bears O line coach at Copperas Cove when he was a measly high school coach. Poor bastard is on the hot seat up there right now. My 3A O-line job is secure. Who made better choices? LOL. That's very funny.
I'll tell you what. There's an element of cronyism in NFL assistant coaching.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say anything about the Bears O-line coach. I really don't know anything about him at all. But in general, there are guys who really are not good position coaches whatsoever that end up getting a very nice NFL coaching pension. The NFL coaching pension is really nice, but if they can attach themselves to the right people, they end up, sometimes it's for the weird, There was a coach with the Texans at one point who coached a long time in the NFL, and he honestly, Sean, he might be one of the dumbest human beings I've ever met in my entire life in any job, like in any capacity.
He was there when you were a player? He was with the
Texans? Yeah. And I mean, to the point where the guys that played for him just could not, like, it was every day they'd have to go in and resist laughing out loud in his face because he was that bad. And he coached a long time because there was a head coach that really liked him. Yeah. And it was the guy, I don't know what he did to earn his money, but man, there was secrets from going back to college or something.
I feel like there's guys like that on almost every staff, you know, like, what is going on?
Yeah. Like, yeah, I know. And they make a few a few hundred thousand dollars a year, you know?
And the pension, dude, like you said, the pension.
Oh, yeah. So the pension for NFL coaches, it's hard to get because think about, I don't know if it's 20 years or 25 years. That's hard to be an assistant coach in the NFL for that long with how much turnover there is.
Yeah.
But the pension is like the average of your top five salaries.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. But it's hard to get to. It's like 20 or 25 years or something. It's hard, but it's not. It's a nice pension.
That's the holy grail.
It's
man.
Like the NFL player pension is, don't get me wrong, I'm not like crying about it or anything, but it's not like the baseball pension. It's like my pension right now, I think, and it's not adjusted for inflation. You have to rely upon the goodwill of whoever the current NFLPA president is, that at the next CBA they're going to adjust for inflation.
Yeah.
But like right now, if they never adjusted for it, I think my pension after playing 10 years in the NFL, if I waited until I was 65, I think it would be like $125,000 a year.
Wow. Okay, so yours isn't based on what you...
Like, I'm not it's nothing to sneeze at or anything, but compared to like baseball and some of the other pensions, it's not... It's not like oh, you made it 3 years in the NFL, you're set for life. It's a little bit,
Is it based on what you made as a player, or is it the same for everybody?
No, it's the same. It's based exclusively on years of
service.
Just
tenure.
You get a certain amount of money per year that you played.
Gotcha.
I think it would be, but not adjusted for inflation, I think.
Okay.
If I wait until I'm 65, then it's like, I think it's $144,000 a year right
what
now.
What I heard right there is stop asking me for a loan until I'm 65, Sean. Stop texting me asking me for money till I'm 65.
That's an easy one for me. Like, I don't, hopefully, fingers crossed, I can start collecting at 55. I don't think I'm going to be hard up for money at any point, you know, five years from now. But I plan on working until I'm dead just because whenever I stop working, I tend to, things go south for me very quickly.
Yeah.
So, I just, Social Security, if it still exists, and my NFL pension, I'm not collecting those until I'm well into my 60s.
There you go. And I'm just going to
collect. Yeah, if I started at 55, I think I would get, I think I would get $5,500 a month if I started collecting
it. Which is like $65,000. Oh, yeah. No, wait, dude. Yeah, wait. I mean, even inflation, whatever, you know, like 120.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about like February 12th, 5 years from now, being like, hey, Sean.
Yeah, I don't need that.
The gravy train just arrived.
I don't need that. No,
see you later, bro.
Wait in that seat. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you. Wow, it's 9 o'clock hour already, man. Things are flying by. Hey, Mike Florio, now that the Manning cast ratings have gone back to where they were, Florio quickly has found a new co-celebra. Hey, you young quarterbacks out there, do not do this. We'll tell you what Florio's telling them not to do coming up next.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.